Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why customers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and general jackassery. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Rachel Ware going to join us on the show later this morning. And Todd's got a story about ass, right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. I had a couple of other texts here.
Sure, man. Yeah.
Baseball umpire.
Oh, well, yeah.
There's an underappreciated job, especially guys who work for youth leagues.
Right. Any youth league referee, no matter the sport, you're good. God bless you, man.
Even at the high school level.
Oh, high school level,
too.
Yeah, oh, they put up a lot, man.
Yeah, I just saw some viral video went around earlier this week of some basketball ref, and like kid chucked the ball at him in a way he didn't like. He's like, man, don't try me. I will throw that ball at me one more time like that. You can go sit down for the rest of the game.
Man.
And I'm sure that's every game.
Oh, it is.
For all of those refs.
It is,
Oh, and you're dealing with unruly parents more and more.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Bunch of entitled. Okay. I'm getting a lot of news about the secret to longevity. And it mostly involves like a fitness and taking care of yourself.
Moving.
Yeah,
walking.
Moving is one of them.
Walking's a big one, man.
What I read about is grip strength. Grip strength apparently has a lot to do with your longevity. Mm-hmm. Balance. Keeping your balance. Doing things that help keep your balance.
Because people fall when you get older.
Right, yeah. This will help your longevity. Right. And now, I don't have the entire article because I'm paywalled out of it, but I've got enough other information here. The secret to longevity for men now. Women have been way ahead of the curve on this, and I think it was just to look good. But it's glutes. Rock solid glutes.
Oh, your ass.
Yes.
Yes, your ass.
Glutes.
These are
most men lose their ass as they get older, so rock solid flat asses.
Yeah. No, you don't want that.
I know, but your ass is going to fall no matter what, a little bit. You know?
But they will help you with balance and stability. Mm-hmm. The gluteus maximus is the largest muscle in the human body. Acts as a powerful engine for propelling you. You don't walk without the gluteus maximus. Shock absorber, walking, climbing stairs.
That's my favorite gladiator, by the way.
Yeah. The gluteus medius.
Sorry, Nick. Okay. I wrote that for you this weekend.
Right. And gluteus minimus, stabilize your...
I'm glad you laughed. That was bad.
What's the... Oh, yeah.
Your pelvis.
There's no skin, but...
So if you have strong glutes, it prevents your hips from dropping when you walk, severely reducing the likelihood of taking dangerous falls as you grow older.
Where's the gluteus minimus?
The maximus.
Well, did you say there was a minimus as well?
There's a medius and a minimus.
Where's that one?
Okay.
Is that the chode?
They're right around the same vicinity.
The chode.
I'm sure you can...
don't want to call the minimus your chode.
Look at
or vice versa.
I think it's anywhere near your taint. I think it's in the hamstring area.
It's close.
In the butt area.
Yeah, it's really kind of more the hip.
Okay.
Yeah. Critical for hip movement, pelvic stability, and healthy longevity. Yeah, the gluteus minimus.
All right. So it's not the chode. Well, if you thrust your hip, the chode's involved.
Right. Swing.
They're all kind of connected. I've learned this through years of physical therapy.
Yeah.
All kind of connected. Weak glutes often lead to muscle compensation, meaning your hammies and lower back will take the load meant for your butt.
Oh. Okay.
This commonly results in chronic lower back pain, knee strain.
You said the load meant for your butt.
I
heard that too.
That's what it says.
You said it.
Make load meant for your butt.
Well, make sure your butt is load bearing.
Yeah. After the injury,
load taking.
My glutes kind of switched off. So in physical therapy, we dealt a lot with that because my hips were taking over what the glutes are supposed to do. Consequently, hurting my hips as a result.
Right.
Yeah, I think I remember when like Tiger Woods was going through one of his injuries. He made some comment that everybody jumped on about. He couldn't get his glutes to fire on his swing.
Yeah. Right.
His glutes weren't firing right.
Strong glutes help maintain proper pelvic alignment, protects your spinal structure, prevents the physical deterioration caused by slouching or sitting for long periods, so it helps your posture.
Yeah, that's what we do here in the morning. I should take up smoking. I get up more often,
Yeah, we've discussed dead butt syndrome, and that's exactly what this is. Your glutes are not firing.
No.
Because glutes are a large muscle group. They're highly insulin sensitive, so they act as a massive sponge for storing and clearing glucose from your bloodstream. So it's beyond just muscle activity. And by maintaining and building glute and lower body muscle mass, you significantly improve your metabolic health, lowers your risk for conditions like type 2 diabetes, and reduces chronic inflammation. So the women were way ahead of this, but I think it was more of a vanity project for all the women.
Yeah, yeah, they went up great asses, right.
You see a lot of the Bulgarian split squats, which over in Bulgaria, they just call split squats.
Yeah, oh, they do.
I learned that the other day.
The barbell hip thrusts, you see those a lot?
You see those. You see the Romanian deadlifts, which over in Romania, they just call a deadlift.
I don't know if they do, because then that's they call ours the American deadlift?
It is different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the Romanian is one leg, correct?
No. It's just, it's more of a hip hinge thing.
Okay. Yeah.
We have American cheese. Yeah. We just call it cheese.
No, we call it American cheese.
Yeah,
you're right. So Nick's right about
because it's next to a bunch of other cheeses,
right.
So we have to distinguish that one.
Like, that one's ours.
Right, but like over in Bulgaria when they're doing split squats, you know, obviously, it's a Bulgarian split squat, so that seems redundant.
Right, it's not piled up next to a bunch of other split squats.
Yeah, so work your glutes. That's the moral of this story.
All right, I'm doing it right now. You can just sit in your chair and just scrunch your ass, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you still go to physical therapy, Todd?
I do every couple of months, whether I need it or not.
What happened?
Just for a tune-up.
That thing still bothering you?
Well, it's not that bothers me anymore. It's all, you know how it is. Little aches and pains pop up all over the place, and I just like to be preemptive about it.
Right.
And you would think insurance would cover preemptive coverage, but they'd just soon pay for a $40,000 shoulder surgery, than me going to a physical therapist for a few months to rectify the problem.
Well, then they can just deny the surgery.
Right. Oh, yeah, I guess they can do that.
Do insurance companies deny claims, Nick? Is that what you're saying?
It's health insurance.
Yeah, that racket.
Still waiting on that ambulance bill.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting to see what happens with this yesterday's thing with Ryder.
Burn it.
Yeah.
I just got a flamethrower for my birthday if you need some help.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Somebody gave you a flamethrower?
Whoa, you actually got one?
Yep.
Who got it for you?
My youngest son.
Oh, wow. God.
What do they cost, man?
Yeah.
I know. He got it off the TikTok shop.
He's
not even 18 years old, and he could just have a flamethrower delivered to the house.
How big is it? Is this Once Upon a Time in Hollywood flamethrower?
No, it's probably, it's like, I don't know, a couple feet long.
What's it run on?
Have you used it?
I got to get a tank. You need one of those, the small grills.
Propane tanks?
Wow.
Oh, the little cold.
What are you going to try it on first, man?
Not happy about it.
Who's unhappy?
My wife.
Oh, he did behind her back.
I think she was probably like, that's not a good idea. And he's like, wow.
Dad always wanted a flamethrower. Happy birthday, Dad. I love that. You going to try it on one of your old CDs or something? What are you going to try it on?
I'm just going to put it up in the air.
You should be standing out on your porch or just your driveway just shooting the air.
Yeah, after every Chiefs touchdown, it's going
Oh, man.
You're going to light the tree
on fire.
Yeah, you don't want to do it for Husker touchdowns. That's not going to happen.
But it's I want to use the flamethrower.
It's propane, like in the green bottles, the Coleman green bottles, that size?
I think so. I'm kind of disturbed the instructions that came with this thing were just like, hey, here's how you attach. It's like you had to put the handle on it, like the arm part or whatever.
The stock.
Yeah, thanks. And then it said bottle required. And there was there were a couple instructions on how to hold it. Like,
did the box say flamethrower?
Yep.
Wow.
And then the back of the instructions, I'm like, oh, it probably says something about how to start it and where to put the bottle. And no, it's just like, oh, you could start weeds on fire. You can start an actual fire.
Right.
It was just
Of things you could start on fire.
Yeah. Instead you fire it off with a cheese score, right? Yeah.
You could start Southern California on fire.
Or West Omaha.
Is it just me, or does a flamethrower seem like something you shouldn't buy from the TikTok shop?
You might be right.
It's just a shop.
Where else are you going to get it?
I don't know. It just seems like it's going to be poor quality. and maybe, you know, I don't know, blow up in your face.
Do it, you know, set it all up when you're
so
not
does it work like
drunk.
A lighter? There's a little igniter.
And then I can't wait. You got to send a video.
There's a little button on it.
Okay, so that's
you bring it in the studio. Can you shoot it like just a couple feet towards the where nobody's at?
This is a bad idea. No. Just not shut up, guy who's 1,000 miles away.
Well, Todd's far enough away from Nick.
No, I think that's probably something you should use outdoors.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
because
this is what I got.
That would all burn up in the studio. Jim sucks. You know, who's packing heat every day would bitch about that.
No, I don't think you should do it in a 10x10 room.
No, I'm never
going to do this. All of a sudden, Todd's face is fried like a cartoon.
Because if they're going to use this for something useful, it would be like a prescribed burn.
Right, that's what it's for.
I'm sending you guys a link to it.
Yeah, I got
to
see the actual one you got.
Yeah.
Did you name it yet?
Oh,
you
got
to name it, man.
Flamey McFlamethrower.
Yeah, it's an adjustable flamethrower, torch burner for searing steak, barbecue, welding, camping charcoal lighter.
And lighting crap on fire.
And firing it off with a Chiefs score touchdown.
Right. For general pyromania.
An underrated leader of the military.
Right. It will be. Well, at the end of our driveway during the winter, once the snow melts, then I can.
There's a video of a guy doing that. It's a real video, not an AI video. He's got a flamethrower, and he's melting his driveway.
I believe that was ineffective because then...
It was ineffective because that froze up.
It freezes over.
Right, because the water just melted, but it froze over.
Yeah,
right.
It melts.
The snow went away away.
It melts temporarily, but then, you know, because it's cold out, it freezes back up.
Yeah, you'd have to use it until the driveway was completely dry.
Right.
Or you could do it like the day after it snows and the temperature's in the upper 30s or low 40s. Do it then it's just going to be water, and maybe it just stays melted. You know?
Okay, what are the photos in this Amazon listing? This guy is holding this thing, and it's obviously an AI photo, but he's holding this, flame-throwing the steaks that are sitting on the grill. I don't think the steaks that are on the grill need the flamethrower.
They have
the grill.
One way to find out.
They might need a little sear on the outside that the grill isn't providing,
because
it's not getting hot enough to do that.
This thing has good reviews. 629 reviews, 4.4 total.
I haven't gotten it yet. You sent it yet, Nick, to us? Okay, all right. You've had your birthday was just a couple of days ago. You really want to try? Is that a weekend plan?
Well, I got it yesterday. It was put like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How long until you grill hot dogs with it?
Yeah. Just throw a dog in the air and fire it off like you're shooting skeet. Right.
Pull.
Put a hot dog on a fishing pole.
Does it come with a canister of fuel, or you have to get your own?
I've got
to
get that.
You can get those at the sporting goods store.
Yeah.
Or you can get
them. They sell those all over the place.
You can get them in Todd's garage because I don't use them much anymore.
Well, you know what you do?
And then
just burn down Todd's shed with it.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hire Nick to burn your shed down, man.
It was an accident.
And let's video that.
Mr. Insurance Agent.
Yeah.
Suitable for multiple scenarios is what this thing says.
God. This is going to end
terribly.
Insurance
man with a flamethrower.
Yeah. It could have been an accident until we just premeditated it.
Right. Nobody's listening. Don't worry.
I didn't think about that. You're right. You just invite Nick over with the flamethrower. Accidentally set the shed on fire. Take the insurance money. Right.
I heard none of this.
Well, the audience heard it, so that's out of the question now. You can't even bring it over to Todd's. Nobody's going to believe it now. All right, come on back. Rachel Ware with us. Nick's got a flamethrower.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.